2 Chronicles chapter 24. Would you turn there with me, please? 2 Chronicles chapter 24. I want to talk to you about the power of influence. Let me give you a little context for the idea that I want to share with you today. We have become so institutional about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it has become something that, at least in America, is more about programs and buildings than it is about what really the Bible tells us that Christian ministry is. And we have tried to promote and do the work of Christ with a lot of tools that are not really the tools that God has given us to use. Not that these tools are necessarily bad. I'm not saying that. But I do believe that in the end we'll find that the multiple millions of dollars we've spent on these tools are not nearly so productive as we think. And we've kind of wasted our money. Or, may I say, wasted God's money. The Bible talks to us much about the believer's life and the influence of the believer's life. In 1 Peter chapter 1, it is very clear, "Be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord." The Lord Jesus Christ said very early in his ministry, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." It's the whole thing about the influence of our lives and how very, very important that is. Now here in this historical event, we find something about influence. Notice with me the first two verses of 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zebiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Now, isn't that interesting that the Holy Spirit gives us that little bit of information? That Joash was a very good king and did much good, as long as he had the influence of Jehoiada. Folks, we need to come to the realization that the influence of our lives is very, very important. And I think in the time that I've got this morning, this afternoon, we're going to go into the life and lesson of Joash. But let me just share with you two things that just occur to my mind in the area of influence that I'd like to talk to you about, and how very powerful it can be, and I think is probably the thing that promotes Christianity in our community and in our nation, in our world, more than we understand. Again, I say to you, I've had the privilege to have Charlotte's family, her sister and brother, with us for a couple weeks, and I often say about her sister and brother-in-law. Did I say that right? Her sister and brother-in-law. I often say about her brother-in-law, Richard, that the only thing that he and I have in common is our wives. Our wives are sisters. Other than that, we are such different people. And that just has to do with particular gifts and skills and abilities and that kind of thing. But I like to tell the story about my brother, Richard, brother-in-law, Richard. He was raised in a home in South Minneapolis. His father was a drunkard who took his own life. His mother was an unsaved woman. But there was a neighbor lady who loved those hog children and took them to Sunday school every week. Richard got saved. He was a pastor for about 30 years and then president of a college for 13, 15 years, something like that. And when we get to heaven, and there's a bunch of preachers and stuff that want to take credit for that, there'll be this little old widow lady who lived next door whom God will say, no, this was the woman who reached this boy for Christ. Her love, her interest, her compassion for a family that had been all torn apart. What about the influence of our lives? Are we influencing people for Jesus Christ? And Kurt, with or without your blessing, I want to share this story. Let me begin by saying that when I worked in metal fabrication, that kind of business, had lunch every day with a group of men who were believers from a different group than I was in. And one of the things, we were sitting around there having lunch one time, and there was a couple of us Faith Baptist Bible College students that worked there. And this one guy, his name was Asa, incidentally, said, you boys need to realize the family of God's bigger than you think it is. You know, in other words, folks, Bethel Baptist Church ain't the only game in town for God. All right? That's basically what Asa was saying. Well, several years ago, my daughter started dating a guy who was from a different tradition. And he was from the Church of the Brethren. And I thought, oh my, if my daughter's getting mixed up with somebody from a different group, I better find out about that group. And I got every book I could get, and I read about it and read about it and read about it. And I became quite encouraged by this Church of the Brethren. But never more so than I became when I heard the story of Kurt's family, Kurt Weber's family. Kurt's family were refugees in Romania after World War II. Your grandpa was a prisoner of war, wasn't he, in Romans? Your dad was. I put this back one too many generations. And they were languishing there in Eastern Europe, wishing they could get to America. Now, my point is saying, this is saying, that the Church of the Brethren, one thing that characterizes them is a stronger degree of social compassion than many of God's people have had. And it was the Church of the Brethren that sponsored Kurt's mom and dad and family so they could get to America. Now, this story, there's a book. His mother wrote a book. Are those books available? Can they purchase them? Okay. Get it and read it. The Church of the Brethren brought his family to New York City, met them there, put them on a train, took them to Wenatchee, Washington, set them up in a home there, and got them jobs and took care of them. And as a result, a family has found Jesus Christ and a home in America. Folks, the influence we can have is huge as the people of God. And so I say to us, and where this may sound like, you know, some common socialism, maybe we as followers of Christ need to become a little more socialistic in our thinking. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The influence of our lives is so important. And time is gone. I assure you, I will put that in a much better and fuller context this afternoon. But I challenge you now. Let's be people that influence others for Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the time we've had together this morning. Right now, just time to introduce the subject of our lives and the influence of them, and to reflect on how the lives of many have been changed because they were loved by your people. And Lord, may we be such a people ourselves. Help us to look over the backyard fence. Help us to look across the office to the next desk. And help us to love those who are lost and without Christ. And Lord, teach us to care for them with compassion and direct their attention to you, the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that we might be such a people, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.